Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is September the 9th. My name's Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. We do this every day. We show up here and read these amazing stories from God's Word, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's story comes to us once again from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Then we will finish our reading in Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 11. Now Jesus described how he will judge at the end of the world and who gets to enter into the kingdom of God. Let's find out about it here in Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate people as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then these righteous ones will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality? Or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say, 'I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.' Then the king will turn to those on his left and say, 'Away with you, cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, and you didn't give me a drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked, and you didn't give me clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me.' Then they will reply, 'Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick and in prison and not help you?' And he will answer, 'I tell you the truth, when you refused to help the least of these my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me.' And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life." Wow, some people in this story gave food and clothes to the poor. They helped care for the sick and those in need. These people are called sheep. They follow the example of their shepherd, Jesus, by loving and caring for others. And they were rewarded for their faith and obedience by being allowed to enter God's kingdom. Jesus said that anyone who helps the poor and needy will enter his kingdom. We need to follow Jesus' example and the example of the sheep in this story by caring for others. Who can you help today? This is what Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11 says. "There will always be some in the land who are poor. That is why I, God, am commanding you to share freely with the poor and with other Israelites in need." Well, there you have it. We've done it again. We've spent some time in the Bible. And of course, the challenge is not just to spend time in the Bible, but to live it out. To actually put our hands and our feet and our eyes and our hearts into obeying it. Well, we've been challenged today to do that in some practical ways. Feeding the hungry, being kind to strangers. Well, now's our chance. Let's ask God to give us an opportunity to follow through and walk it out and become sheep and not goats. All right, my friends, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you be blessed. Go forward in God's joy, and you remember this. You remember that you are loved. No doubt about it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.